My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As the Browns are getting ready to get things rolling at the Greenbrier. And then before you know it, it'll be preseason football games. And then before you know it, it's past Labor Day and we're getting ready for the real deal. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Dan Menigan. Kevin Stefanski joined our morning show by telephone today because we had a guest in studio who won an opportunity to be on the show for an hour at Kevin Stefanski's event. So Kevin said, hey, I'll join right in. And
nice guy.
Ken and Anthony had a chance to chat with him and do some things. Yeah, Kevin's a really nice guy.
Yeah, that's
there's no arguing that point.
That's a total classy move to just go like, hey, this was at my event. You won this thing. I don't have to do this. But, man, it's really cool that he took the time to do it.
Well, the one thing, you know, whatever you think about Kevin's coaching, one way or the other, and I think he's a good young coach and on his way to becoming a really good NFL head coach if he's not there already. You can't argue the fact that he handles himself beautifully, and he represents the organization, I think, in a first-class way, and I appreciate that. I'm sure, I don't know this, but I'm sure anyway. A lot of that comes from the fact that his dad has always been a longtime NBA executive. I mean, he's been around pro sports his whole life, so he gets it and he knows. But he was on the morning show today, Dan.
Yeah, so answered a couple different questions. You know, of course, we're getting ramped up. We're getting ready for training camp and all that kind of stuff, heading out to the Greenbrier, to the bunker, play a little bit of golf, all that good stuff. But there's a couple of things that are going on involving the team before they get there that are some unanswered questions. One of those being Amari Cooper and where things sit on the contract. If there's maybe, dare I say, a holdout or anything like that. He didn't come to mandatory minicamp. He wants a contract extension. Kevin Stefanski, try not to get in the middle of it.
We're not allowed to talk football with the guys. Now, that doesn't mean you can't send text messages or jump on the phone with a guy and just check in on how they're doing. So that certainly happens. There is the business of football, and it's why everybody has agents. And there's the business side, and you let the business side take care of itself. I trust in the people that are involved in all these situations.
And that's where his father, being, I think, a longtime professional sports executive, comes into play. That's a smart move. It's a smart answer. It's the way to approach it. It's business. And then when they are there and you're able to coach them, you coach them. But a guy has his own business. He has his own contract. Coach doesn't get involved in that. Smart move, definitely the way to go.
Yep. That is a professional answer. That is an answer that says, look, I'm not here to talk about a man's money. They don't talk about my money. I'm not talking about their money. I'd love to have him. You know, we can't talk football with him, but I'm in conversation to know that he's still a part of this team and we still want him to be a part of it. And it's kind of tough, though, because you are starting training camp. You're starting a brand new offense. You have a new offensive coordinator, new tight end coach, new philosophies, or new running back coach, new philosophies that are coming in. Offensive line is now changing as well. So it'd be nice if Amari Cooper was there, but Kevin Stefanski, not totally sure.
Depth charts change in a moment's notice. There's uncertainty constantly in football when it comes to depth charts and who's in, who's out. You live that in the offseason. You live that in season. So we as coaches, as part of our job, is just you get all your guys ready to play. But would a football coach love certainty? Yes. Does that ever happen? No.
He's correct. Again, he's right on the money. And the Amari situation to me, Dan, is, I mean, it's the one we're going to be watching like crazy. It's front and center. And I'm watching it front and center because of this. Other than Amari Cooper, name me one wide receiver on this team who has consistently produced and gives you reason to think that he will be a good wide receiver on this team this year. Consistently. And I like Jerry, and I say this as a guy who likes Jerry Jeudy. And I like the move. I didn't think you gave up too much or anything like that. And I don't mind the contract because wide receivers are getting paid, and he's not getting paid anywhere near that. Jeudy hasn't shown yet in his NFL career that he can be a guy that you can flat out every game. We've got two wide receivers here. And that's why I think Amari is so vital. I like Jeudy. I know Elijah Moore is capable of more than he showed last year. And I have some optimism about Cedric Tillman. And anybody else who pops up, okay, great, that's a bonus to me. But, boy, Amari, to me, is the only one you take to the bank.
I am not as big of a Jerry Jeudy guy as you are.
Well, I've always been intrigued by him, but he's yet to show it on a regular basis in the NFL. If he had, he'd be a Denver Bronco.
The fact that you're okay with the contract extension kind of tells me you're a little higher on him than I am, because when that contract extension came out, I was, ooh, are you sure? Do you really want to do this?
I understand that, but think about it. Not guaranteed, because NFL contracts aren't. Some of it is.
A good chunk.
Sure, but that's pro sports.
Right.
I mean, you got to pay these guys. And when you have wide receivers making $30 million a year to get him for, what, 17? Okay, deal with it, and now coach him up.
But if I'm handed $30 million a year, I'm handing that to Justin Jefferson. I'm handing that to Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I'm handing
That's my point, though.
Proven commodities.
That's my point. He didn't get 30. He got half, slightly more. He didn't get a ton.
Not a guy who, in his time in Denver, and you could go back. I mean, we've had our buddy Chad Brown on us a couple times. The, you know, former Super Bowl champion, played with the Steelers, played with the Broncos, does radio out there, I think he does Bronco radio out there as well, who was kind of like, he kind of comes and goes, and his motivation and all that kind of stuff is slightly questionable, and I would not have given him the contract extension. I would have been like, bud, you got to prove this, Jerry, please prove this to us, and then here's a shiny contract. If you are going to show us that you were in a crummy situation that you were not motivated in, then here is the contract. But from what I have seen, it's the first Andrew Berry move that I saw that I went, why are you doing this?
Now, you didn't ask me if I liked the contract extension. You assumed that I did.
Okay.
They gave him a contract extension. If I were them, I would have let him play out his contract.
Dan Menigan, 92.3, The Fan. Mr. Phelps,
yes.
Do you like the Jerry Jeudy contract extension?
At the dollar value it is, I get it and I understand it. You've locked up one guy because maybe you don't know you're going to extend Amari Cooper. Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. Who knows? That said, wouldn't have minded it at all sending him into the last year of his deal on a prove it. But look at the way wide receiver salaries have exploded. If you can get out of him what you think you can get out of him and why you traded for him, he would command an awful lot more than what you're going to pay him moving forward. So two things have to happen. You got to coach him up, and he's got to be good. At that point, you have a bargain. If that doesn't happen, okay, maybe you shouldn't have done that.
It's interesting. I would love to see Amari Cooper there. I know that they feel the same exact way. But the big part of it that comes with it is, of course, they are heading out to the Greenbrier. And they want to see, they liked what they were able to accomplish last year with that togetherness, with everything that came with the Greenbrier trip. It seemed to be one of those galvanizing trips for the team that made it so that a season that was a little rockier than we all thought it, that it would possibly go, that team stayed together. So now they decided to go back this year. Kevin Stefanski again, year two at the Greenbrier.
The fun part is it's year two for us. Myself, I know what to expect now. A lot of our players know what to expect. And you have plenty of new players, new coaches that haven't been down there and get to experience that. It's only 8 nights, but just those 8 nights under one roof, I think is important. I think the guys enjoy it. I really think that's invaluable. And I think it's just a little bit harder to do when you're up in Berea. We still do it, but it's a little bit harder because everybody goes home.
Okay. Can I be a non-team player here? Can I?
The floor is yours.
I know they praised it like crazy and what a great team bonding thing and blah, 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 and everything else that it is. I think that stuff's wildly overrated. Maybe I shouldn't. They say the team bonded and everything else. You've been working with most of these same guys for years, many of them. I mean, there's roster turnover, and there's some new coaches and everything else. I get it. You're Dan, we've worked together a long time. Have we ever spent the night under the same roof?
No.
Do we get along fine and don't call on this? And do we have a decent working relationship that hopefully works for us?
The public possibly believes so, and that's pretty much all that matters, as long as we lie to them.
I see you 5-6 hours a day. That's plenty.
Poor unfortunate soul.
I've known Baskin a long time. I've seen his dusty you-know-what for 4 or 5 hours a day, every day for 13 years. I'm good. I don't think spending more time together necessarily means you're going to be a better team, but if they like it and they buy in and the Haslams want to pay for it, there you go. And I don't want to go cheap on this, and it's not my money. If I'm the Haslams, and God bless them, if I'm the Haslams, I'm thinking, you want to do what? You want to move the entire operation to a resort hotel? And I got to pay for it when we've got a perfectly good facility right here and the guys can go home and sleep in their own beds? And you want me to write that check, huh? And that's going to win us a Super Bowl? That's the difference? Okay, fine. So credit to the Haslams because they didn't blink, man.
I give it to you. I kind of get it. It worked last year.
Well, and they say it worked. Would it not have worked otherwise?
Well, all right, so
I mean, you're going to see these guys every dang day, except Tuesdays, until January.
So clearly something took place there in some kind of bonding because, Jeff, you've covered this team since they've come back in 1999.
I've covered this team close and personal since 1987.
But 99 more than anything, right?
No.
There's about 7 things that took place last season that would have crumbled every single one of those teams since 1999. You could have pointed to an event that took place last season that would have had the entire locker room just go, ah. It didn't happen. Something took place, and I don't know if it's the Greenbrier. I don't know if it's the guys who were there. I don't know if it's Jim Schwartz. I don't know if it's Bubba Ventrone. I have no idea.
Kevin's even keel approach as head coach.
But all I know,
Paul DePodesta making phantom moves from somewhere in California.
All I know is at least 7 different events, and I'm sure we could write those 7 down and might get to 10, would have tanked every single ball club all of the years before, except maybe the 2020 team. Would have tanked all those seasons. And for some reason, this season didn't tank.
All right.
So maybe is it Greenbrier? I have no idea. Kevin Stefanski went into Nick Chubb as well. We can get into that a little bit later on.
Okay. I am anxious to hear what he had to say about arguably the best running back in the National Football League. We'll hear it next on Baskin and Phelps. You know, the second half, alleged, we're not going numerically, the post-All-Star break part of the season for the Guardians begins tomorrow. They've just announced the 2025 schedule. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. It's out. We're going to talk about
it.
What?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go. Schedule game. Come on, where are we starting this?
No.
Let's go. It's a different. We got a Tuesday. We're kicking it off on a Tuesday. Are we West Coast swing?
It's a different. You open up in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
It's March 27th. I think that's a win.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a win. Because what? You're probably getting one of the guys off the IL at that point. They're coming back. They want to make some noise, looking good through the whole thing. Maybe you got a Shane Bieber
You're a wise guy.
You can get Shane Bieber on the hill up against those Kansas City Royals playing a little above their heads.
How big of a deal is Interleague Baseball? Well, it's become such a non-big deal that their second series of the season is in San Diego against the Padres.
You know, if you got to go somewhere in April, there are worse places to play your games than San Diego.
And then they're in Los Angeles, so they open the season.
Dodgers or Angels?
Angels. 9 games on the road.
Ooh, a little Mike Trout. They're going to get a healthy Mike Trout. Anthony Rendon, he might be healthy.
Calm down.
Maybe caring.
Last thought before we'll table this for a little bit.
Oh, will we?
Oh, really? Home opener is April 8th against the Chicago White Sox.
We'll see how far into the tank the Chicago White Sox are at that
Tuesday.
Point.
It's a Tuesday.
Snow or no snow?
Oh, snow. You kidding? Of course there's snow. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. He's Menigan. I'm Phelps. Nick Wilson, Spencer German. Tackle the rivalry with that team up north during the new Sons of the Shoe episode. And the latest threat to Ohio State due to the NIL dollars coming into a program out west. Wonder which one that is. Subscribe now and you can find out at 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be awesome when Garrett Crochet is toeing the rubber against the White Sox.
Now you got me.
It's going to be great.
Like that one a little bit.
Watch little Eric Fetty go up against the White Sox.
Not a bad way to go there, actually.
Coming out of the pen. Let's go.
Kind of like that a lot. Kevin Stefanski was on the morning show. We just heard some comments from Kevin talking about various aspects of the team, Amari Cooper among them. There's somebody else that wasn't at mandatory minicamp participating, and that's a good thing because he's still coming back from what looked like a catastrophic knee injury, and that's Nick Chubb. He was hit against the Steelers, leg planted, clean hit, clean, I say clean as in there was nothing between Minkah Fitzpatrick and Nick's knee. I mean, it was just right there, and it was ugly. Whether it was clean as in a clean or dirty hit, that's been debated wildly. Looked like a football play, but regardless, he's coming back, and he's working back. And we saw a video of him squatting an unbelievable amount of weight. So it was over 500 pounds, wasn't it? Something ridiculous. The barbell was bent all over his back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hope is Nick is back sooner rather than later. My hope is he's back, period. Here's what Kevin Stefanski said today about Nick Chubb.
That's Nick, though, and the part that I love is he's at his high school, and he's working out with the high school kids, and he's never too far from his hometown. Nick is one of a kind. The weight itself is I've seen him do that in our weight room, you know, not too long ago as well. So that's him working. That's what he's about, so it's fun to watch.
Yes, it's fun to watch. The video is stunning. The barbell is truly, you know, it's a semicircle over his back. Was ridiculous.
Yes,
I hope he didn't have high school kids spotting him, but probably did.
If they are they using a forklift to help lift that thing?
I don't know. What are your thoughts about him this year?
If I see him on the field for the Cleveland Browns, it's a win.
See, I feel the exact same way.
I'm putting no expectations on Nick Chubb.
I know a lot of folks are thinking, well, can we get him back for the start of the season? I'm not thinking that at all. I'm not even hoping he can get back for the middle of the season. I mean, I'd love to see it. That knee injury was serious. Required two surgeries. And it's the same knee that he had destroyed when he was in college.
And it's the second Jiminy Christmas knee injury that he needed.
To the same knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think it's unfair to have any expectations of him. I don't think he'll have any expectations. Well, he might, but he's not going to vocalize them. Nick doesn't say anything.
He will.
But man, I'd almost think, and I know this is not what anybody wants to hear. You've rehabbed. You're healthy. You're done. You've had a great career, a shorter career than you wanted to. Man, if that knee's not 100%, I don't know if I would ever play again. I think that Nick's a different beast, and he wants to come back, and he wants to play, and I think he's one of the best running backs I've ever seen at any time. I mean, I think he's that good, but I would completely understand if he called it a career. I don't think he will, and I think he'll play this year, but, man, I could understand completely.
I don't either. I agree with everything that you said. I have no expectations for Nick Chubb this year coming back. If he plays this season, that's a win. If he looks like 80% of Nick Chubb, that's awesome. Because that is a horrific knee injury and the second horrific knee injury that has happened to that particular knee. And while modern medicine is an amazing thing and what they are able to do with surgeries are an amazing thing and how people are able to operate after those type of things take place is unbelievable. I mean, good golly, we're watching Tiger Woods, and yeah, he's struggling today, but after what took place with him and how they were able to fuse Tiger Woods basically back together...
When there was even some thought that his leg might need to be amputated.
Right, is unbelievable. And it's the same thing with Nick Chubb, and I agree with everything you said. If Nick Chubb came back and looked like 80%, wonderful. If Nick Chubb ran into any sort of a hiccup and threw his hands up and said, guys, I'm done. I want to be able to walk. I don't want to be in a wheelchair when I'm 45. Like, I want to be able to enjoy life after football. I think everyone in Cleveland would be slightly bummed and at the same point would be like, good.
We get it.
We get it. So I have no expectations for him. I just can't.
So I've the entire offseason looked at the running back position not thinking of Nick Chubb. I'm not even including him because to me it's just a bonus. If he actually does come back and it happens to be early in the season, stunning. So I'm not even counting him in on this. But I'm intrigued by the running back spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept an eye on Deontay Foreman since he came into the league, and he suffered a really bad injury. In his rookie year with Houston, he scored a touchdown, actually. And was it his knee? Was it his Achilles? was one of it was I'm a very it was,
sure.
Yeah, it was a very serious leg injury.
Yeah.
And the next year he played just one game and then six games with Tennessee. And his career has been just sporadic as you know what. But the one thing that I look at with Foreman, he's a big bruising back. It was weird that he was actually out of the league for a while. He didn't play in 2019. And so he basically went 2 years without playing football. And because he had one carry, or played seven carries in one game for Houston in 2018. But the year that I keep looking at was 2022, when the Carolina Panthers traded Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers, and Foreman got elevated. And he took over late in the season, and he ended up playing in all 17 games because he did play, you know, when McCaffrey was there. But he gained 914 yards and averaged 4.5 yards per carry. It's the one main time in his career when he was the lead back and he answered the bell. And I'm confident he can do that here. He's only 28 years old and he's 6'2", 235. He is a big, big, strong running back. And he bounces people to the ground. You know, he's got a little juke to his game, but he's tough to bring down. And to me, that's the key to his game. And I think he could be terrific here, a real underrated signing. I'm higher on him than I am on Jerome Ford. And I think Jerome is solid.
Yeah, he's good. I'm the same way with you. Look, I don't know Foreman as well as you do. The times that I've watched him, you're right. It's a bruising back. A part of me wonders how much of that falls under the, okay, so your quarterbacks in Carolina, I think, what was it? It was Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, and I think that was that year where Foreman then ended up going off. So I partially...
P.J. Walker?
Yeah, P.J. Walker as well in there. So I partially wonder how much of that played into it. You know, maybe it was, we don't really have much of a passing game, but if anything, that would make him seem like a better runner because you know they're going to run the ball
well
because they can't really throw it. So
when he took over for McCaffrey, you ready? I'll just give you some of the highlights. And leading up to it, he had played, but he had gained only 40 yards tops in like six games. So in the last 11 games, he had 118, 118, 130, 113, and 165. I mean, he had big games, and it was the type of games where, hey, we have the lead. Let's turn around and give him the ball because he's just going to pound it, and we're going to win this game. And they did win some games, which was kind of strange. And so I have confidence in him. I also, you know this from last year, I like Pierre Strong. I think
he's got some burst to him.
Right. I don't want to not include Jerome Ford here because he's going to be the starter.
Right.
But if I had a combination of Pierre Strong and Deontay Foreman, I'd be okay.
Yeah, Strong's got some burst to him. He's got some decent pass catching as well. I mean, there was something there. That was an interesting pickup last season, and he was the guy that kind of fell into the, this is going to sound bad, fell into the Duke Johnson, why aren't we giving this guy the ball more? A memorial trophy, you know? Like, every time he got his hands on the ball, and I know they said pass protection and that kind of stuff, but every time he got his hands on the ball, he seemed to have a little burst to him. He seemed to be able to make something out of those moments. So I wonder if we see more and more of that, and maybe it becomes, you know, a three-headed monster, and you're right, they're going to give Jerome Ford the carries, and Jerome Ford is good. He's fine. He gets the job done. But I wonder if you start seeing him get
pushed down the pipeline a little?
Maybe a little bit, depending on other people's
performance. I will say I am more intrigued by Foreman and Pierre Strong than I am Jerome Ford, and I think Jerome did a really nice job.
Yeah, it feels like Ford's a little bit more of a known commodity.
Czar is in Fairview Park. Hello, Czar.
What's happening, Czar?
Not much, apparently.
Thank Czar, you there, bud?
Thank you, Czar. Goodbye. That's the running back situation.
Czar had a really good question, if you don't mind me.
Oh, go.
Who pays for the athlete's surgeries? He was concerned about, you know, his question was, you know, with Nick Chubb having these injuries, who would pay for that?
They have insurance. And I don't mean as individuals. Players Association, teams pay for that stuff.
Right. I believe team pays for it. I don't want to shove my foot in my mouth. This is a good...
I think it's completely paid for by the team.
This is a good Dustin Fox question.
Well, Dustin would know.
Yeah, this is a good D-Fox question.
But I think the team completely pays for that. The schedule is out for 2025. forget about the Padres coming up tomorrow night. The Padres are coming up in March. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.